The Warren County Radio Bible School is back in session, and we're going to continue reading this article called What Think Ye of Christ? That was written by E.A. Elam. And we'll continue with that in just a moment. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now let's get to this article. What think ye of Christ? For unto us a son is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace there shall be no end upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from henceforth even forever. Isaiah 9, 6-7. This must be believed, or the name of Jesus must be cast out as evil. He'd been writing about how if Jesus was not a good man, then Jesus was a fake and an imposter. And that's why, if we can't believe that Jesus is the Christ, then we are forced, rationally, to believe that Jesus must have been evil. Now, people can examine his claims, heartily believe them, and gladly confess him as Savior and King, and if not now, then the time is coming when every knee shall bow, of things in heaven, of things on earth, of things under the earth, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of the Father. So what does Jesus think of me? Jesus, as prophet, priest, and king, the Christ, the Son of the living God, does not stand or fall according to the judgment of men who are called scientists and philosophers and who are worldly wise and great, but he is what God declares him to be. For what if some were without faith? Shall their want of faith make of none effect the faithfulness of God? God forbid. Yea, let God be found true, but or though every man a liar. Romans 3, verses 3 through 4. But God has given men his word, exhorts all to search it, and calls upon all to believe it. Of the Scriptures Jesus says, and these are they which bear witness of me. And this, in the long-suffering and goodness of God, men must do while they have opportunity. But there are no questions of greater importance, and which are more searchingly personal than, what does Christ think of me? And what will he do with me? What does he think of the way I treat his witnesses, the way I treat his teaching, his suffering and sorrow, the way I treat his love and life, his death and shed blood on the cross for my sins and the sins of the whole world, the way I treat his intercession for me in heaven, his glorious reign and promise to come again? What does he think of my carelessness, indifference, ingratitude, and disobedience? What will he say to me in that day? These are questions which most seriously concern me. I do not doubt one single utterance of God. Therefore, I cannot doubt one promise and statement he has made concerning Jesus. Not one. This does not trouble me. But what does he think of me? And what will he do with me? These are questions about which I am most deeply and prayerfully concerned, and shall be until death. There's a little rhyme at the end of this. King Jesus, reign forevermore, unrivaled in thy courts above, while we, with all thy saints adore the wonders of redeeming love. No other Lord but thee will know, no other power but thine confess. We'll spread thine honors while below, and heaven shall hear us and shout thy grace. On the next page, since it is the Sunday school lesson for March 28th of 1926, we have a review lesson. It's the review lesson of the Gospel of John. The golden text is John 20, verses 30 and 31, which says, "Many other signs, therefore, did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written, that ye may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing, ye may have life in his name." Now here are the helps and hints for the teachers. Instead of giving half of the sentence, as the golden text does, the whole sentence is given in John 20, 30, and 31. In order to learn the truth, it is necessary to study the whole sentences and sometimes the entire context. Emphasize the purpose of miracles. While his great goodness, Jesus performed many miracles, variously affected ones, the supreme purpose of his miracles was to convince people that he is the Christ, the Son of the living God. While the apostles likewise performed miracles of mercy, the main purpose of their miracles was to confirm the truth which God preached through them, God also bearing witness with them, both by signs and wonders and by manifold powers and by gifts of the Holy Spirit according to his will. Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 4. In order to study further the purpose of miracles, you can read about them about Moses and in the prophets, and then the places of the New Testament where those miracles are mentioned. Miracles serve the same purpose now as they did when first performed. The people beheld them and believed the truth. And those who did not witness the miracles heard about them from the testimony of those who did, and they believed their testimony, and hence believed the truth. And that testimony has been written, and now we read that testimony and believe the truth. For this purpose they have been recorded. When the whole counsel or complete will of God had been revealed and confirmed by miracles, as stated above, these miracles cease. Not that God stopped doing wondrous things. Every day is wondrous, and something happens every day that we'd say that is wondrous and beyond the power of man. It's not necessarily beyond the power of God in working through his laws of nature, but we see things daily that are just marvelous. And sometimes people say of those things, it is miraculous. But that's not the kind of miracles we're talking about. We're talking about the miracles that God empowered men to do to confirm that what they were teaching was God's word. And now that word has been fully revealed. And so those kinds of miracles have ceased. And often what people call miracles today are using that word accommodatively for just wondrous things that are beyond their comprehension. The teacher should emphasize that we must believe in order to be saved, that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. This embraces his virgin birth, his miracles, his wonderful life, his death and blood shed for the remission of sins, his resurrection, his ascension into heaven, his intercession as priest, his reign as king, and his promise to come again. To believe some theory about Jesus without believing the facts, obeying the commands, and hoping in the promises of the gospel is to disbelieve in Christ and to reject him. And to truly believe in Christ, it means to obey him, to follow him. There's a little rhyme at the end of this lesson. Though I 1,000 times may fall, I will rise again. Though I 10,000 failures meet, I will success attain. Though lack and wrong and sorrow seem to win the victory, there is a trust, there is a faith that will not die in me. Made in the image of my God and the likeness of my King, I stand undaunted, unafraid, serene in everything. If through the night I cannot see, it matters not, faith can. There shines within my soul that light that lighteth every man. Now I turn the page, and the first Sunday school lesson of the next quarter was beginning April 4th, 1926. The Sunday school lesson is Jesus Appears to His Disciples. And we are requested at the beginning of this lesson to read John chapter 20, verse 24, to John 21, 25. And we will begin that now. Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, We have seen the Lord. But he said, Except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and I put my hand into his side, I will not believe. John 20 and verse 26. And after 8 days again, his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Jesus cometh, the doors being shut, and stood in their midst, and said, Peace be unto you. Then said he to Thomas, Reach hither thy finger, and see my hands, and reach hither thy hand, and put it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. Thomas answered and said unto him, My Lord and my God. Jesus said unto him, Because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen, and yet have believed. John 20 and verse 30. Many other signs therefore did Jesus in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written, that ye may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye may have life in his name. John chapter 21, beginning in verse 1. And after these things, Jesus manifested himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. And he manifested himself on this wise. There were together Simon Peter and Thomas called Didymus, and Nathanael in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and two other of his disciples. Simon Peter said unto them, I go a-fishing. They said unto him, We also come with thee. They went forth and entered into the boat, and that night they took nothing. But when the day was now breaking, Jesus stood on the beach. Yet the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus therefore said unto them, Children, have ye aught to eat? They answered him, No. And he said unto them, Cast the net on the right side of the boat, and ye shall find. They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it in for the multitude of fishes. That disciple therefore, whom Jesus loved, said unto Peter, It is the Lord. So when Simon Peter heard it was the Lord, he girded his coat about him, for he was naked, and cast himself into the sea. But the other disciples came into the boat, for they were not far from the land, but about 200 cubits off, dragging the net full of fishes. So when they got upon the land, they see a fire of coals, and the fish laid thereon in bread. Jesus said to them, Bring of the fish which ye now have taken. Simon Peter therefore went up and drew the net to land full of great fishes, 153. And for all there were so many, the net was not rent. Jesus said unto them, Come and break your fast.